Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking how to survive traveling as a couple.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton-Game. It will expand your brain.
Okay, so the first time, well, the only time that we've been to Ireland together, it did not start off as the best trip in the world. It ended up a wonderful trip. Well, for the most part, a wonderful trip, except for you being sick the entire time. We went to go see U2, our favorite band, perform there, and we got to stay in a castle, which was beautiful, and all that. But it did not start off that well. And to preface this, I've been to Ireland a couple times. Specifically, as I've mentioned on other podcasts, that I took a trip all by myself for a couple weeks that I drove around Ireland. So I have driven around Ireland. Now, we went in November when it gets dark, and it was daylight savings already. And when I traveled, I really traveled when it was light out. And so I had never driven on the other side of the road and the other side of the car. And as I've mentioned before, it's the other side of the car that throws me. Not so much the other side of the road. It's the other side of the car that it took me a while to get used to. So on our long flight to Dublin, we're both tired. It was kind of late. What time was it? Like we kind of got there?
Yeah, I think it was. It was actually, though, we arrived, I think, at like 5 p.m., but the sun was already down because it was November.
The sun was already down, and it was November, and we still had over two hours to drive to Galway, and we're going to stay in a hotel there. And so getting out of Dublin, and the funny thing about this, when I drove the first time I landed in when I drove by myself, it was daylight. It was like 10 o'clock in the morning or something like that. And I really got my car, got in, hit the highway, and I was gone. And it was like, that's all it takes to kind of get out of Dublin. Not so much for us. It became one of the longest nights that we got lost. We were in a tunnel. I think we ended up in Germany. And we wouldn't know we didn't.
No, we
but,
didn't.
But it seemed like we're like, I think we're going to end up in Germany by the time we get out of this tunnel. And then we're in parts of Dublin. It was dark morning. Like, where are we? And so, and we both really kind of had a few meltdowns, and we were just both really stressed. And then once we got on the road, that it was foggy. And then once we got to Galway, then the GPS was doing funky things, and it was leading us into a completely different direction. And then when we got to the hotel, we had I tend to snore, so we have a snoring device thing, and that thing blew up. And so it was like all of these things that were just like horrible. But even though we did have meltdowns and we did have tears, and
admittedly had a very, very strong meltdown, one that required pulling the car over and having a moment with me so I could regroup. I was really sick, honestly.
Yeah, that was the beginning of you kind of getting sick, and that was the beginning of our trip. But we did not let that hinder anything, and we did not let it blow up. And so that's why we decided to do this this topic about traveling together as a couple. There's a lot of things. I think there's a lot of checklists. Like, you really have to think about these things so you don't ruin your vacation, and you don't ruin even a day of your vacation, even an hour of your vacation. You want to really take, you know, and you want to have fun, and you want each other to have fun. You want each other to have the time of your life. And, you know,
and these seem like obvious things, right? There's some practical things we're going to talk about, but these seem like obvious things, but I mean, how many of you listening to this podcast have had some experience when you've been on vacation with someone that you love or even strongly like, and you've had a fight, or you've gone to the room mad or something ridiculous and you're on vacation?
Or it's over something ridiculous, or, you know, it's yeah, absolutely. That. And we're pretty good. We get along really well. We don't always have a ton of fights. We travel well together, period. We always have. This was our one sort of hiccup, but it did not it started out bumpy, but it ended smoothly, other than you being sick
the entire time, for the most part.
So we didn't get to see a lot, because also in November and in Ireland, it was raining a lot, so we missed a tour, a couple different tours, actually, that people were going to take us around Dublin and around the castle that we stayed in, we'll mention later and stuff. So I
was a trooper, though.
You were, absolutely.
I got off the plane when we got back in Los Angeles and went straight to the doctor, because I was in a world of hurt.
Yeah.
But I'm like, all right, we're going to do what I can.
So first on the list is be patient. And like you said, that might be something like, oh, well, that's obvious. Well, I think a lot of times people get so upset. And I see this all the time, especially when I'm traveling by myself. And, you know, you kind of pay attention more, because otherwise we'd be talking to each other. That I see. In fact, my recent trip, I just saw this couple just like bitching at each other. Just like, what are you doing? Like, it's like, and they were leaving. They were going out. I forget where they were going, but because they laid into like the lady, and they laid into each other. I'm like, wow, that sounds like a fun trip right away. So I think that is important. We have to be patient with each other. And, you know, I was struggling and trying to remember how to drive on the other side of the road in the dark. You're trying to struggle and to help me get directions and help me, you know, and do that. And then, yeah, when you had your meltdown, I had to go, okay, let's just chill. We're good. Let's get to our happy space, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, especially for couples who are working a ton and maybe you don't see each other a lot, and then, you know, you save and save and save and save to go on this vacation, and then before you know it, you're just like at each other's throats. And part of it is probably a release of like stress and, you know, stuff that's built up from working your butt off and all of those sort of things, you know, if you have kids or, you know, whatever sort of dynamics are in your relationship. But I think, you know, the being patient, I mean, it has to start right away, and it really does trickle through the entire vacation.
Yeah, and I think it can help you relax right away too. If you're like, you know what, we're not going to let anything get in the way, whether it be we dragged off a plane in off from United or whatever.
My patience might go out the door with that.
But I think that leads us to our, so first one is be patient with each other, and the next one is know you're on the same team and try to avoid arguments.
Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, arguments come up, you know, especially on vacation, like over the stupidest things, you know, I mean, it can just be the stupidest thing. And so I think really remembering that you're both there together, you're both there to have a good time, and you are on the same team. I mean, you're, you know, the last person you should be arguing with is the person that you came on this trip with. You know, get mad at the server or the tour operator or something like that, you know, but really work to like avoid conflict.
Well, even then, if something does happen, maybe you don't let that also eat at you, or maybe defend each other, or go, oh, that's okay, you know, you're allowed to maybe get mad at them, or, you know, something like that, to where it doesn't sort of escalate. And the reason we really try to have this as our motto, we're on the same team if we do have flare-ups, is that we've traveled with other people, specifically a couple people that we both
not to name any names,
but people we both have in mind, and they were not our teammates at all. They did
They were against us. They were on the other team.
They were on the other team, the evil travelers, and like you were on the streets of Paris, like doing stuff, and you were starving and needed a baguette and water. That's all you needed, right?
Yeah, I mean, I had gone to Paris, like a most amazing trip to Paris, and had the most amazing 5-course dinner, which is an experience I would highly recommend to anyone, in somebody's flat, like 12 strangers from around the world. And of course, that came with 10 full glasses of wine, which when you're in Paris, you just drink it, right? And you worry about it later.
It's like drinking water.
Of course, I did not hydrate myself enough. So the next morning when I'm on my way to just an amazing macaron class,
yeah.
Yes, I realized I was severely still intoxicated and I needed water and I needed food. And the person that I was with on the trip just did not help out at all. And I spent the entire cooking class on the floor. I did not learn one single thing. Right. And when those cookies came out of the oven, you better believe I was the first person over there. I think I ate like 2 dozen cookies, no joke, because I was trashed. So yes, be a partner of your person. If they are struggling, help them, please.
Yeah. And on my side is I've been in a foreign country with the person who spoke the language and sort of left me to be on my own to figure things out. Now
it's not the time to learn
that's
the
language. Not the time to learn the language, and but now I understand that language a lot more and I know how to get around that city a lot more. So that was a sort of, I guess, tough love, but not so much.
Yeah, love is an air quote.
So really, whatever it is, you know, you just understand you're on the same team no matter what. You know, like, if you do get upset at the hotel, if you do get, you know, whatever the case, you know, just like try to all stay in it's something we try.
Yeah.
To
and also I think with that one and the patient is what we've learned because we've traveled so much is everything is solvable.
Right.
You know, I am a real peacemaker. Like I always want everybody to have a good time and I want everyone to be happy, but there isn't a situation especially if you're in a foreign country for the first time with the other person. Even if you don't understand the language, you can solve any situation. I mean, short of doing something stupid.
Right.
But minor things, you know, you can solve a situation. And a lot of times it requires the two of you just thinking together.
Yeah. And it could be just like you said, like you could get lost. Or like, I don't know how we got lost. And you're like, okay, let's figure this out. Let's get here. We'll get there some way. So. But next on our list, and this is another teamwork kind of thing, I guess all these are teamwork things, is assign each other a task, and specifically, like, give one person to be in charge of the passports and money, which is usually you.
Yeah, which is usually me. Yeah, this is a big one. Look, if you've never traveled internationally with a spouse or a boyfriend, girlfriend, it's really important to name one person in charge of the passports because a lot of times what happens, like when you get to the hotel and you check in, you got to show your passport. And sometimes you have to show, you know, if you're going to multiple countries, you know, in a few days, you're going to have to show your passports over and over again. And that's like the one thing you don't want to lose. I mean, that and your wallet. Like that's, I mean, again, it's solvable, but it's not the best thing to happen. So one person in charge of the passports, like putting them in and out of the safe. And
then if you have to get money.
Yeah. Yeah. And then if you have to get money as well, you know, I think it just, it, if you give each person the task, then it's not like you have to ask a question like, wait, do you have the passports? Wait, do I have the passports? Wait, I thought you had the passports. No, and then we're going to get into argument and, you know, it's going to all go downhill.
Right. And we use it to that, like we have to park at LAX in Los Angeles and which we hate all the time. But we have this really great parking place that we go to and you make the reservation. But I make sure I have money to tip the guys and I take care of all the luggage. And so when we go to check in, you usually kind of check us in and you're in charge of the passports and I'll in charge of the luggage. And so we kind of, we divide up those things throughout.
This is the same way, the same way to avoid fights about money too. Yeah. You know, it's give each person a task and let them own that task and don't step over it. Like if they do it the wrong way or tip right. the wrong amount or I don't know, whatever right. stupid thing, just let it go and you do your task, right. you know?
And in my thing, it's always about communicating and make sure we're doing yes. the task. say sometime when we're flying back from Boston and I go to grab both bags in the overhead and I say, hey, can you grab my jacket? And
I forgot to grab the jacket.
Well, yeah, I don't think you heard me.
But, I didn't hear him.
But
in my defense, I really did not hear him. Yes. I would have grabbed the jacket.
Yeah, and it's one of my favorite jean jackets, and I went back to get it, and they didn't have it, which I was like, what? How do you not have it? The plane just emptied.
And, but everything is solvable. Everything
was fine. It was solving.
So we ordered a new jacket.
And I didn't get upset.
You got upset a little
bit.
I
was actually more upset that the jacket wasn't there. I made more jokes with you. I was more upset that the jacket wasn't there. So I think it really has to be a communicating kind of thing. And I think, like I said, that when I saw that couple in the airport recently, they was like, well, I thought you got it. I thought, yeah, that's what the argument, I don't know what the argument was about, but that's all I heard was kind of that. So.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, again, just give each person a job and make sure if your job is to grab the jackets off. Which now we have full communication on airplanes of who is in charge of what. But really, I mean, yeah.
Some people might make a joke.
What if if you leave your cell phone behind? Yeah. What if you leave your passports behind on the airplane? I mean, I've seen all sorts of stuff left behind. So, you know, just be really careful. I know that, you know, you want to have fun and you want to relax. And if you have a cocktail on the airplane or whatever. But, you know, just make sure that each person has kind of their own zone.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. So, and then once you arrive at the place, so wherever you are, and you're relaxing and you're having fun or whatever you're doing, you know, choose an activity or a date plan that each other likes to do. So, like how when we went on our honeymoon in Paris, you know, I'd never been, you've been many times, and so I really wanted to go see the Louvre, and you're not, you know, you'd like the Louvre, but not to spend hours and hours and hours, and I'm too. I want to see the highlights. And we're good. Let's go. And we went and saw several other things that, and you know, and you were accommodating to me about seeing the things that I wanted to go see in Paris. But I'm also too that I'm not going to spend hours and hours and hours, you know, going to those places because I don't really need to. So I think we're compatible in that. We're like some of your favorite things is to go people watching, and so we did that like a little bit. We tried to go to one of your favorite places, Luxembourg Gardens, but it was raining twice, so we didn't make it there that time. Again, we traveled in October, so the weather wasn't the best. But I think that's important is to find, you know, like, hey, if you like to do here and you like to do, I mean, I wanted to go to Paris Disneyland, but Shauna didn't. So
no way. I'm sorry if any of you listening have been to Paris Disneyland. I'm sure it is lovely and wonderful, but we have Disneyland in here in California, our own backyard. And when I go to Paris, the last thing I want to do is go to Disneyland.
Right. But don't you think that's important, too, that we it's good to choose the plans that we kind of want to do?
Yeah. And ahead of time, you know, what we normally do is we have an idea of where we want to go and what we want to do. But, you know, when we're traveling, like the night before, you know, each day we'll go, okay, so what do we really want to do, you know, the next day? And sometimes it'll change because, you know, you can be really like, you have all these great plans before you go on your trip. And then sometimes you just get tired or, you know, you don't feel like doing something, or you just see something that sparks a new idea. So I think being flexible too, and not having like a super rigid
plan. I think that's a huge thing, because travel, like you said, especially if you're in a different country, anywhere it is, it's different to you. So you don't know maybe somehow how long it takes to get places, how right. long it takes to walk someplace, or and if you end up like on a tour or something like a bus tour or something, whatever the case is, but a boat tour, you never know how long it's going to take. So you really have to be flexible, and you know, and understand too, to maybe not eat into the other person's time too, because they want to go relax on the beach, but where you want to go to the lavender farm in Hawaii or something like that, you know, I mean, things like that.
But it's also okay, you know, I think I've heard this from a lot of couples that we've talked to about traveling. A lot of couples think like you have to be glued at the hip when you travel,
right.
And I think it's okay if you want to take an afternoon or a few hours and go do one thing mm-hmm. while the other person goes and does something else. If that's what you really want to do, yeah. I don't think you have to like guilt or shame someone into.
Yeah, if somebody wants to go running on the beach and the other person wants to relax on the beach, you know, I mean, there's nothing.
Fine,
there's absolutely
you know?
Nothing wrong
yeah.
with that. You know, and maybe a little bit of space is kind of good at times.
Right. And not do the girl thing that so many of us girls do. Of like, oh, you don't want to spend time with me. You don't want to be here with me. Right. You know, and just go, no, go take a couple hours and then, you right. know, we'll regroup.
Right. Right. Go to the spa and take a chill pill.
Yes.
And so next on the list is be realistic and set a goal for your vacation and expectations. And specifically, this also starts with your big thing, the budget.
Yes. Yeah, so obviously we are, you know, big budget fans over here. But I find that it's really easy to go off a budget on vacation. And while it doesn't bother you all the time when you're on vacation, when you come home, you got to pay for it. That's really where like the pain sets in. So, I mean, what we do is we set a daily budget for what we want to spend on food. And we really just kind of take an amount that we've saved and divide it up by the days and say, okay, for example, you know, we don't want to spend over $125 per day on food. But some days we're going to spend more than that. You know, we're going to go to maybe a nicer dinner or something. And so then we just communicate like, okay, hey, we're a little over budget. So maybe tomorrow we do something like a little bit more low key. And again, while you're on your trip, you're not necessarily going to want to do this. You're really going to want to only go to the fancy dinners every night or whatever it may be. But then when you get home and, you know, it just invites more conflict when you get home because, you know, then you've got a monstrous bill that you didn't have a plan for.
Right. I mean, unless sometimes, too, I think it's also good to have flexibility and be realistic, too. Like, you know what? Let's splurge tonight.
As it's like an agreed upon thing. Like,
exactly.
We're both like, okay, cool. Yeah, let's go and let's go and have a splurge and not care, you know, what it costs.
Yeah, because like we're planning a trip. Shauna has a birthday coming up in July. And so we're actually going to Maui for, and I've actually never been to Maui. I've been to Hawaii, but never been to Maui before. And you've been many times. And so we're planning about, you know, going to restaurants and we were just talking about this the other day that, and you had all this list of different places, but I'm like, you know what, let's go to like one nice meal and we're going to go do a boat cruise dinner kind of thing. So that's nice. And the rest of the time we're going to go have burgers and fish tacos and pizza and just chill and relax because we don't do a lot of that on a lot of our trips. So, but it's important to like just kind of have a discussion about it. And I think that was good. And then we went, oh, but there's also some really cool places that have happy hour.
Yeah. Happy hour is really like my favorite word. Because I mean, how many times
it's huge these days too. Now.
Yeah. But how many times have we gone on? I mean, so we back up like an hour, we go to dinner an hour earlier, or, you know, and we end up saving 50% on the food. I mean,
right.
I'd take that deal any day.
Right, but this you know, setting realistic goals is a really important thing. It could be so many different things. Let's say, you know, one of you guys want to go, you know, do a shopping splurge or this, you know, if you plan it all out, it you know, it doesn't eat you in the butt in the end.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied. Or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with DeleteMe. That's why I personally choose DeleteMe. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM.
Hey, my name's Otis Gray, host of The Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book, listen to The Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into The Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to The Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in The Daily Book Club.
Yeah, and so our next one is, again, one that's a little bit more touchy-feely, but this is, you know, to really rev up your connection with small acts of kindness. And this goes along with something that may seem obvious, but, you know, little things like if you're out, you know, shopping, maybe you buy the other person a little trinket or, you know, it's just maybe not enough that you're just on the trip together, you know?
Or if you're a dude and you take or whoever, dude could be taking out another dude or whatever, you know, but if that other person wants to go shopping, like I mentioned, you know, take them and say, hey, we're going to go shopping and I'm going to hold your purse or I'm going to hold your fanny pack or I don't know, whatever it is. But, you know, just, you know, go, hey, we're going to go do this or hey, we're going to go do this, like do little things. Or if it's, you know, it could be like a sports related thing that the guy maybe wants to go.
Or, you know, like you said, surprise your, you know, person you're there with. I don't want to say spouse, but or lover. That sounds terrible. But surprise the person that you're there with, you know, with maybe room service just some nice little something. I think helps.
Any way to connect with each other.
Right. Because especially if you've had conflict on the trip, you know, it's just like a gentle reminder that, hey, this is supposed to be fun and we're here together.
Yeah. You can go and you could be obviously traveling anywhere. You know, if one of you guys wants to go and, you know, see the sunset or even get up early and see the sunrise, depending on where you are, those are beautiful moments that I think you share. And again, those are, they can turn into an Instagram worthy moment, but they could just be really good connections with each other. So,
oh, and that's a good tip too, you know, kind of why we're talking about the connection thing is, you know, like we're so into social media everything these days. Sometimes I feel like you've got to, on vacations with your spouse or whoever you're there that you love, like sometimes put down the phone and don't worry about like doing an Instagram, you know, live about this moment. Like actually share this moment with the person, you know, your Instagram fans are not going to freak out on you.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're going to be able to build that connection because then when you get back home, you get back into the real world. Right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think those sparks really help. Lots of things.
Yeah, I mean, and for me, you know, since I am a travel writer, I do have to work a lot, and so a lot of times when we go out, I don't try to like take pictures of all my food, but if it's something special, I'll like, oh, let me take this picture, but then I put the phone away. I'm not gonna be on it the entire time. I don't even understand what the point is that, but it's really kind of making those connections with each other is, I think it's hugely important. So that's most of our list, but the number one thing on this list is to remember to relax and have fun. That's really it. And I think if we wrap back to our Ireland story is, so we were there and then we got up the next day and the next day we're staying at a hotel castle, that we made a reservation. We're totally excited about this place. And we've actually mentioned it in other places and stuff, but so we go there and it's a beautiful grounds and they have a lake and we have a suite and it's just absolutely beautiful. And
it was our splurge. It was a splurge for this trip.
This was our splurge, and we were actually gonna go and we got a hookup with. They're gonna take us on a tour around the grounds. You know, there's lots of things we were gonna go do and see, and it's beautiful grounds and the lake and all. We had a view of the lake and all that kind of stuff. Then it was raining, so we're like, okay, we don't really want to go. And you were on the verge of really getting sick. So we decided to relax and have fun and drink two bottles of champagne in our robes and watch the rain and watch the lake.
Yes, that was a much better...
But that was a total disconnect moment that we had that we don't do.
No phones, no TV.
All we did was listen, because the TV was in the other room, it was a suite, so it was nice. So we're in the other end of the room, right by the window, relaxed, drinking champagne. You know, and there was, all we did was listen to music. Really, it was just fun, and we talked and talked for hours, and it was great. You know.
Yeah, I paid the price for it. Got me really super sick. That's not the smartest decision to do. But it was certainly fun in the moment, for sure. It was embracing.
And I think that is hugely important too. When you travel, I am a big believer, and I've mentioned this many times, that I think travel changes you, and it can change you guys as a couple. And you want to discover things, and you want to have these connection moments, because you have these connection moments. Oh, remember when we were in Prague and we did this, and remember when we were in Iceland and we did this. Remember when we were in Alabama and we did this. Those are the memories you're going to remember, and not just on your Instagram feed.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more. So hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast, and hopefully it will help, you know, spark a connection for your next trip.
Summer's coming up, so you got some trips planned. So now you got a checklist going. Yep, we're gonna
did it. Yep, exactly.
And in the end, just drink two bottles of champagne, and you're good.
Yes, I think that is the overall moral of the story, right? As always, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. You can follow me on Instagram at millennial_money and Jeff at
the traveling game, at the traveling game. Yes. On Instagram.
Yes. So check us both out, hit us up, and we look forward to, hearing all about your awesome travel journeys.
whatever you're saving up for. A CD from Sandy Spring Bank lets you grow your savings at a guaranteed rate. Right now, earn interest at 4.5% APY on an 8-month CD special or 4.25% APY on a 14-month CD special. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com/cdspecials. Minimum opening deposit to earn the annual percentage yield is $500 for the 8-month CD special and $2,500 for the 14-month CD special. Member FDIC.